This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
Okay, well, good morning, everybody. We got some people to come here and chit-chat with us, so we'll go ahead and get started. WWC Engineering, Buffalo Wells Contract Administration. That would be used.
Kevin, did you want to say
something? I just thought this is Jeff Barron and Bradley Lewis with WWC, and they're just here requesting or for some additional money for CNA on the Wells project. They've been instrumental in getting the extra funding that we did get for the project. And I have spoken with you about it a little bit, but happy to ask them any questions or say their piece on it.
You're up.
Thank you, everyone. I'm Jeff Barron, WWC Engineering. We're here to just inquire about some additional funding for the CA services. We originally contracted this project about 3 years ago, and this is kind of the coast into the finish line for us. As you're aware, there's been some ups and downs with this Buffalo Wells project. It's been difficult for both us and for the city to come to this place, but we finally got to a place where we've got some funding to work with, and the project is near its close. We originally contracted or budgeted the CA for this project to be somewhere around $120,000. And in working with the city and understanding the budget shortfalls in the near term, we tried to see what we could do to mitigate that amount of funding. And one of the strategies that we employed was some part-time CA, and when we penciled that out, it came to be around $80,000. And right now, in working for the city, that's what we're providing. And underneath our original contract, the dollars have been expended. So what we're doing is called task night time in our job. We knew that, per the contract as it sits now, the dollars have been expended, and that was part of the reason that we spent a good deal of effort to try to get some funding for the city to make them whole, both on the construction and just whole in the bigger scheme of their water projects. And thankfully, we were successful, had plenty of support from both Kevin and Julie in the preparation of those guarantee documents, and came somewhere around $750,000 for this project. So I guess our ask is to engage in a contract amendment, and we certainly could provide a full-time CA as we start getting the pipes in the ground and they need to be tested. There's going to be more time necessary on site, but just to give you a sense of the bracketing, full-time was somewhere around 120, and then our bare minimum estimation was somewhere around 80,000. Stand for any questions. Also, our CEO is here as well. I think it's very important as our company to stand firmly together with you and address any questions you may have.
So your request is $80,000, isn't that right?
So $80,000 is our bare minimum. I put it in brackets, really. When we penciled it out and came up with that $80,000, just as a thought of, if we were to just scratch this out and provide the minimum service, that's what it would look like.
Where did this money, additional money, come from?
So there were two grant opportunities. One of them was the Water Development Office, and it was called their Sponsor Contingency Fund. That's from the state. And when you engage in those funds, it's the state recognizing, and this was really due to COVID, they recognized that the contract, the construction component of this project, was higher than anticipated, and a lot of that was due to COVID inflation. And so we approached the state and the Water Development Office to dip into those funds. And then after the fact, we went for some MRG funds. So there were two grants.
Mineral royalty
grant program.
Okay, all right.
Cool. And then we were able to convey to the state through the mineral royalty grant that we had participated in the water development office. So there were some additional matching funds, and the state actually appreciated that, you know, there were other monies to supplement the ask. So when we approached the state on that program, we were able to demonstrate that the state was providing 16% of the costs and others were supporting the rest, and that's the reason that we were awarded that full amount of our ask at that time.
Thank you.
So 80,000 is what you're asking?
80,000 would be bare minimum. You know, 90,000 would provide a little bit of a cushion for us.
I think after this legislature, cushions are gone.
I would agree with that, Seven.
So just to clarify, all the grant funding that we have received and everything, these additional costs will not be eligible for the grant funding. This is just on us. But remember, this project is $1 million over what we had when we first started the design. And I do have to say, WWC, you know, there was a point where, you know, put all our cards on the table. It wasn't going well, and we could have hired a different engineer and had to pay expenses to just design the thing from start to finish. We paid nothing to WWC, they got it designed, got it through, got it bid, got us an additional $750,000. So for the last year, they worked hard for us.
Where would this money come from?
Capital improvements reserves.
And it's there.
Well, for a while.
We just need to have that to the council tonight.
Yeah. Would you like that on the agenda tonight?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay. I will add it.
Didn't hurt a bit, did it?
What that?
Didn't hurt a bit.
What's the timeline of this being completed?
End of May.
So we're currently under construction right now. So, yeah, we're looking for an end of May. There's a clock on the contractor. The only thing that could happen is there could be a stop work if some weather's impending, because they have a certain amount of contract days to finish the project. They initiated the start. We gave them some leniency of when they wanted to start. But ultimately, if they don't stop work for weather or some other delay, end of May is the deadline to have this completed.
Could you guys send me a contract amendment?
Yes.
Yeah. I guess put 80,000 as the placeholder and they can vote.
Yeah. Any more questions? Comments, cares, concerns? Yes, makes sense. Next item on the agenda is our friends at the St. Francis Animal Shelter.
This is, I asked for this to be put on our agenda today. Since we received this letter in January, I kind of feel like we need to get together and have a conversation. The amount we're paying right now and the number of dogs are under the services, and we're asked, this contract is about our Buffalo PD being able to pick up dogs or confiscate dogs and take them to the shelter. If you divide the 26 stray dogs, it's 4 boarding days. And we didn't get a lot of information about how long the dog stayed, but we're paying that amount. And then when the dog owner, the pet owner comes, they're also paying that amount. Again, Wes wasn't on board. But when I researched, Riverton and Lander both had contracts with the city, same contract, and they paid $500 a month. And they're they're larger than we are. I do think that's a reasonable fee. I would like to talk to them, especially in the current climate. They have the ability to adjust their fees, and I think that's something we all need to look at, is adjusting fees right. for ourselves. So, and if they're keeping the dogs longer than that, the 4 days that we're paying, then I'd like to see some documentation that says that. I'm also not really on board with the $240 per resident fee. If you're going to tax the citizens, I think we should vote on it, even though that's a nominal amount. Nowhere else in Wyoming do they do a per resident fee. When I look, I found a place in Oregon and a place in Illinois that does a per resident fee, but I couldn't find anywhere. And when I'm at the grocery store, I leave oftentimes more than $240, and I think that's a good way to allow people to give that want to give. And Wes, just in case you had any snarky comments, I brought you a pop tart.
And that $240 and that rate per resident, that first came up that I remember a year or so ago during their negotiations. I don't know if they created it or they found it somewhere, but that's when they brought it up just to try to justify it. And now this would be back where we didn't give them the full amount last time, and now this is trying to get back to their requested amount. But I don't see where the 900 a month, or where we're at now is, I don't see it.
We're at 750.
Right now
we're at 750, yeah. But we wanted 500 a month, like mm-hmm. Riverton and Lander did, and when we came to the table to negotiate, we went up to 750.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was a year ago or so, we increased it from 5 to 750, so I think I'd recommend just to leave it there for now. For 26, that's two and a half a month.
Probably average. On average, sometimes it's... We had months where it was none, and then 3 would be in one month, and so it's for us, with the police department.
Still pretty expensive for us. Yeah.
And we do a lot to, at least we added a whole entire list in our CAD system for owners. So if we pick up a dog and we have a description and then we found out who it is, you know, we put that in our CAD system so we can check on that. So we do everything in our power to try to get a hold of the owner before we even get to that point.
You try to take it back to the owner
before you take it.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I wasn't here. I missed all that fun, and I'm thankful for that. I saw it all play out on Facebook and every other thing. But anywho, what was it? So at 750 now, you had done 500. What had it been the previous year before the decrease? I don't remember.
1500 a month.
It was 1500
or 1200.
So it was. Okay, it was 18.
It was.
Did that include the spay and neuter, or that was it separate?
No, that's separate.
1%, that came from 1%.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we were trying to convey is this. We just wanted to talk about this contract. If they want to, in my opinion, if they want to have ask for extra money just for serving the community as far as stray cats or people dropping dogs off, and that's something separate than our officers bringing the dogs in. That's a service, and we kind of wanted to keep that clean as part of the protective services budget.
So I think we need a meeting with them.
Yes, and that's, I think the last meeting was Shane and Sean and I, and if anyone else is interested, you know, they're there.
So you're going to try to meet them, you don't have a date yet?
No. Just wanted to see if anyone else was interested, comments.
No, I just need to, and you explained it to me in the background. Obviously, like you said, I wasn't here, but
I could remember. I started doing the math for the amount of dogs that were taken in the original contract. It was like $436 an animal that we were spending. And those animals were staying there than an average of less than 12 hours. So a lot of times we're dropping them off, and sometimes we were not even leaving the door and they were getting picked up. So when I look at it that way, yes, it's a great service for us to have. It's phenomenal for us to have. But we're doing anything in our power. I mean, you guys see how much it costs alone just for our vehicles and equipment and throwing it. A dog that's been running around in the river and muddy and stuff, like, you know, that's just something that, you know, we use it as a last resort, or if we have an arrest, or if we have a, you know, we did have a case last year about cruelty to animals, and we made an arrest, and so, you know, that doesn't change, like, our criminal aspect of this doesn't change. It's just looking at money and budget, and, you know, I was down in Cheyenne 2 weeks ago with WASCOP, and it's kind of scary times, and so, you know, I think for what that service has provided for us. And again, I think somehow this got wrapped into an entire service to the whole city. Well, we looked at it as like, I still have a portion of my budget comes out for this contract. So if it's strictly for public safety and police services, like that should be looked at separately than a contract through the city for other services, for spay and neutering, drop off for the public, right? So the public drop off, they incorporate into this, which is great, but that doesn't have anything to do with the police department.
So, that they're including that? Or not
everything, sure. Yeah.
So. And what are they charging? Because you said that there's a fee paid when someone's dog gets out and you go pick it up.
Their boarding fee is $25 a day. And again, that's their fee structure. We made sure that we were out of it so they could adjust their own fees however. Yeah,
so they could go to 30 if they want to.
They could go to 100 if they wanted to.
People to make sure the dog didn't get out after paying
exactly.
That. Yeah, and then I even made a suggestion of, you know, if you have an animal we pick up several times and it's the same, I mean, it's a chronic issue, right? Like, maybe that first time's 25 or 35 or 30, and then if it's a habitual thing, then yeah, mm-hmm. Like, but I mean, I had a lot of suggestions that got turned down.
It's, you're doing hard time with your
absolutely.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks, God.
Yeah, I haven't had a favorite quite a few, couple
Scott
years.
Scott and Ben were our two.
I got trained now. Ben was all the time.
Well, and if that 25...
Ben had his own key.
And that's one of the things we asked for, is just some accounting and some transparency so we could be good stewards of the tax dollars, is that if that $25 doesn't cover the boarding fee, then, you know, let's increase it so we all know what it is. And then the other part is how long do they keep the dog? I mean, that's a simple, in a spreadsheet, you could go time in, time out, and have it calculate the number of hours the dog, or hours and days the dog was at the facility, just so we kind of knew what we were paying for.
Yeah, I mean, I guess unless more information is brought forward from this meeting or whatever, I would, obviously I'm not making a vote or anything, because it's not a vote on it, but I would be okay with even the way we've had it this past year.
What I think I've seen is that the contract was actually paying for another ask. I mean, there was the one contract of what the officers, you know, and so when you run the numbers, it looks expensive. Like, we can't afford this. We need to find a cheaper way to do it. That's, I think, where Councilwoman Camino is going. This is what the thing is, if they want another ask, and I don't know that now is when you bring additional asks, but especially with what the legislature is doing, but if they want another ask, it should stand on its own. It should be, this is for the citizens, like we have with any other nonprofit that asks for money.
Yeah, I'd be more willing to sit down with you in that meeting again. I'd come in and, you know, we could talk about open to any suggestions we can to make it easier, and I think we've done a lot just in our coding and the way we track the calls for service, and you know, so yeah, I think meeting with them prior would be a great idea, just to, but it'd be nice to see a little bit of documentation, because when we do drop a dog off, we do have to fill out a form, and so I know they have copies of what we bring them in, and you know, I was trying to break it down, okay, what months does seem to be the most that we use it. It seems to fluctuate though, right? Like, we went 2 months without taking one in, and then the next month we had three, so there's really no rhyme or reason to it. I'm usually a little bit busier in the spring and summer because people are out, dogs are out, you know, compared to the winter. So, but yeah, I think I would, if you want me there, I would
take
that.
I'd love to have you back.
And I think the 750 is fine because this money is in our general fund budget under law enforcement.
Right.
This money comes out of the law enforcement protective services budget. If they want to do other things, that needs to come out of 1% or some other basket of funds. They could apply for those for other things. But that's why I'm fine with keeping it down there, because this is contract is selected for law enforcement use of the shelter.
Anyone else want to?
I would probably go to the meeting. It just depends when it is.
We'll let Julie arrange that.
Okay.
You can arrange around Wes's schedule if he wants to come.
Yeah, it's a tough schedule.
If we have more than three, we have to have this.
Oh, that would be cool.
however you work it out. It doesn't have to be, however you want to do it. It doesn't matter. I would attend if no one else could. I would go with Myron and Sean if I need to. But if not, it's...
Thank you.
Anything else on puppies and kitties? Water extraction.
So I have been working on a request from the council to let's look at our water rate structure. Do we need a water rate increase? Do we need to change the structure? So the first page of this little packet is a year's worth in billing, like how much the city took in. And you can see that's just on water bills, and then down at the bottom, the additional things that we charge for. Bulk water, the water salesman, tap fees, any penalties, interest in this fund, and it shows our budgeted number for this year. And then on the back side, you can see like 5 years there of income at the top of it, and then there's a line in there where you'll see what our expenses were. That includes depreciation. So when we normally go into our budget, we don't necessarily fully fund depreciation, and that has been increasing as we have built more water lines and tanks and all of that. We also have two loan payments that I put a note there on the bottom of when they pay off. So based on our old way of when we would decide to do a rate increase, we would just divide it out by the total number of users and charge you so much per month. You can see there that, you know, if we fully fund depreciation, that would be an increase of $31 a month to every user. Now, that's a huge increase, and people are going to say, what are you doing? But we haven't always covered the depreciation, and that's why that will go up so much. And if I take out the loan payments that are going to pay off in the next couple of years, that drops it way down to $13 that we would increase. But you can see a year ago, it would have been $4 or $3 2 years ago or 57 cents 3 years ago, okay? But that's based on the old. This second page then is 5 years. This is how I get your, came up with the expenses for it. And then you can see in the 25 budget, I'm adding, I think our water, when you see the way the general fund is so being attacked on revenues and it has to stretch over all the departments except for water, sewer, and garbage, I really propose that our water, sewer, and garbage funds pay a franchise fee like your other franchises that are in town. So this number I put in here is a 3% of sales, which is, I think, what other franchises are at. So that would just be from one fund to the other. I also have been slowly cannibalizing staff, you know, charging them off to the different water sewer. So our utility billing gal, a quarter of her salary is general fund, quarter is water, quarter is sewer, quarter is garbage, and then accounts payable, and then this last year I did myself, and now this year I'm saying, let's do a public works director, let's take his effort, you know, so I'm just pushing costs from the general fund to these funds. So that's where I got the cost that ties to page one. Then with our new leaders, and we haven't had a full year, but you can see I was able to pull how much water people are actually using. So if we would set a cap at right now, we do 10,000 gallons for your base water rate. It's $39.75 for the water portion of your water bill. And you get 10,000 gallons. So if I look at that in like November, December, and January, only 6% of our customers use over that. But then you can see, so what's in the 3,000 gallons is also in the 4,000, and it's in the 5,000. Just to show you that if we would take, let's pick middle of the road, 5,000 gallons, that would, if we lower that allocation in your base rate, in August, 32% of our customers are there. September, 36%.
October 54, November 83%. So now we're at like 80% of the population is using, can function on 5,000 gallons a month. And then, okay, so then I have a couple pages here where I researched what every other town is doing, so you can kind of see the trend. And at the very bottom of that second page, it kind of sums up how many communities have, you know, 3,000 gallons in their base rate, or how many have 1,500, and what they do. And then the other thing you're going to see is that they don't have the sliding schedule like we do, and this is where we're kind of upside down, and Mike and I have talked about this. So you, 10,000 gallons in that 3975, but you can use another 10,000 gallons and it costs you $5. So we're not, well, we say you pay to pay, or pay to play, then if you use another, so then, you know, you're at 20,000, if you use another one, that's $6. Yeah, it went up, you know, but you got another 10,000 gallons for a buck more, you know.
That's
not good. So, and if you look at what other communities are doing, they have your base allocation, and then you pay a high fee for every 1,000 gallons after it. So then I took some customers, and I show you what they currently paid for this last year, what it would be if we dropped the base, and then so there's two scenarios. One, I drop that allocation. You know how I said it's another 10,000 gallons is $5, another 10,000. So I would say we do 5,000 gallons at the 50 cents, and then 5,000 gallons at the 60 cents. But that's still upside down. That just doesn't address, you know, that if you're going to use water, you should pay for it. You know, if you have a really nice green lawn and somebody else uses none, you know, they're paying for it. Like, Gomer is paying for Myra's nice yard. Myra must have a well, so. So, the second, you see what they currently paid for the year, and then if we drop those increments down to 5,000, or what if we just did 5,000 gallons, and then you pay $2.20 rather than 50 cents. That goes up to $2.20, which is on the low side of what the other communities are doing. Some are $3.30. So I just kind of took the middle low range there. And you can see how that would change. Now, I don't have, with our new, the other thing with the water meters, there were so many broken meters. There were so many meters that were not reading on the old system, and then a bunch that were also starting to fail that we could drive around a little bit slower and get them to talk to that little blue box on the outside of your house, and we could coax a reading out of them. But we had a lot of customers that we didn't know how much water we were using. So this page where I can show you who's using how much, that's just going to get better the more data we collect. So I guess where I threw this out to council, have been letting you review it, but I didn't know that, I thought maybe I should explain it a little more in depth to you and also get some feedback on it. Because the other thing I haven't done is I haven't run the numbers of what if we got rid of all these secondary units, because we charge $39.75, but if you have an apartment in your house, or if you have, like it's one tap, but you have other families, you know, like a two-family dwelling or something like that, or a motel, we charge $25.25 for each additional, like in a motel, it's for all the rooms. And we do allow them in the wintertime to, it's an honor system, but they tell us how many rooms are closing down. Now, if they had a tour bus come through, I'm sure they're going to rent every single room. They're not going to say, I only have 20 rooms, you know, which is a give and take, because I know they don't rent all of their rooms all the time, you know. So, but do we do away with that, the secondary units? Because that's quite a bit of income, And then, you know, the secondary units are only currently allowed 5,000 gallons. It does get complicated. I know I'm starting to give too much data, but there's a lot to it. I mean, I do have a couple ordinances drafted, one to just drop that increment to 5,000 all the way through. The other one is to drop the base to include 5,000 gallons in the allocation, and then it's 220 after that, or whatever number council would like to throw in there.
Is that 220 per additional 5,000 gallons?
Per 1,000.
Per 1,000, okay.
Yeah.
And I guess on the additional units, could we drop that from 5,000 to 1,000? Yeah, each additional unit gives them 1,000 more a month. Because, yeah, if you add them all up, 20-unit hotel gets 10,000 for first one and 5,000 for each of the next 19, so they're getting lots of thousands of gallons of water. So maybe if we lower that, what they get with that secondary unit, then we'll catch them in the overage.
Okay. But, do you know you'll probably get some pushback? Because right now, because they pay for so many secondary units, we have heard since I got here that we balance the water fund on the backs of the motels because they pay for all the units.
Right. And I would rather not impact them, and I would rather not raise water rates, but I think lowering our to the 5,000 is... Especially looking at your numbers, the 80%, I think that's reasonable. And I think in good faith that shows that we are making an effort to better ourselves, which I think, according to WAM and what we talked to getting grants, it's like we're trying to gain money ourselves. We're not just looking for handouts.
Do you think to go with summer, now that everybody's got a meter, and see just what, that's obviously the high usage time, and see what all the numbers look like at the end of September?
And I hate doing rate increases. So I think my first summer here, we had a rate increase go into effect July 1st, and everybody turns their sprinklers on, and they don't understand that there was a rate increase. They don't know why this year is so much higher. I like doing it like as the sprinklers shut off, or do it in January so that they can see a few months to get used to that. I do also want to say, I feel that we have managed our water, sewer, and garbage funds well. Like, we have put money away. We have been able to cover our depreciation costs, you know, pretty much, which is not a cash cost. You know, we've been able to fix things. We've done a lot of projects. But there is a push. Every time you go for funding, every time there's a training at WAM, they're like, you need to do a rate increase. You need to, that's the biggest question. When was the last time you came to raised your rates? And I know things get more expensive, but we have managed it so well. We have paid down $13 million in debt. We're down to like $4 million, which we could just pull all our savings out, but we just negotiated the interest rate on the 2.5%, we're down to 1.5%. We're paying the same, you know, payment, so we'll pay it off early. We have managed it well, and so we've probably used that argument as long as we could, you know, because the thing they say is, but when was the last time you raised it? So maybe changing the structure shows, without, you know, socking it to the people, it shows that we've analyzed this and we were giving away too much water in the base.
All the samples were just residences, is that correct?
Yes, I didn't run any businesses. So, and afterwards, I thought, like this morning, I was going, oh, I should put some businesses in there so you could see.
What's seeing the numbers every day, what do you think is the best one?
Well, I would go with the 5,000 in the allocation and the 220 per overage. That's going to hurt some people. And I don't know that it covers everything, but it's a start until we gather more data and see.
It's not every month, though, right?
That it would hurt people? No, just in the summer. In the wintertime, 80% of your customers are
under 10,000.
And that was just as we, I mean, I don't have a lot of data as far as sprinkler systems being shut off. December and January, you know. November.
And they were using it for, they're contributing to the peak load during the irrigation season. I think.
But then you have a choice. You can run 10 zones, or you can, and you can do every third day instead of every other day as our ordinance allows.
Yeah, that's right.
And you don't have to do a 20 minute zone.
Manage it.
You can put in some hardscape.
Zeroscape, yeah.
Yeah, the only other thing I could think of that might make it a little more amenable to the residents, maybe that you can include 5,000, the first 5,000 over back to 10,000 is like $1, $1.50 a gallon, and then once you hit 10,000, then it jumps up to 2.25 and just stays there. But for that 5 to 10,000 window, give them a little break, but just it wouldn't be quite as many people quite as bad. But
so instead of two, so between, so each 1,000 gallons between 5 and 10, instead of 220, would be something a little bit less.
Something between, yeah, something. Just a little less to get up to the same 10,000.
Like $1.50 or $1.25.
Yeah. Pick a number in there somewhere. That.
And then maybe we can move it later.
Yeah, and then.
And see what the numbers look like.
Right.
In the short term.
If we just have a structure set up, then in the future we can raise that one and raise the one above 10,000. We can raise the per gallon in the future with minor changes rather than changing the entire structure again.
Could you have like the smaller amount between 5 and 10 and then increase above 10 from 220 to like 250? Or I'm just throwing out a number.
Right. Right. So again, the people that are using it are paying for it.
It is. Yeah. Then it's impact, the people that will impact the most are the ones that use tremendous amounts of water. If you don't use ridiculous amounts, you're not going to see much.
There was only 17% use more than 10,000 for several months of the year.
What, 6%?
6% of the year. Trying to find that page.
Oh,
there it is. Okay. Yeah. Over 10,000, only 6% in the winter.
Yeah.
The summer.
What do you do in the winter to use over 10,000?
Grow a house.
Could be.
Now that he knows.
It's the in-ground pool in my crawl space. Very dirty pool. With
so,
very low ceiling.
I've heard lots of things. I don't know, do I just sit on this ordinance till we get through summer? Do we get it in now so it goes into effect May 1st? Do we add that second tier or that middle tier there for that Scott's proposing?
Because if we try to, it'd be,
we
couldn't do it before May 1st, but by the time we get three readings and publication probably. So, but that would still be early enough to maybe catch people if we can educate them well that we're not changing, we're not trying to increase it across the board, we're just trying to make it so you have to pay for usages. All we're doing is make people accountable. If you use a lot, you pay a lot. If you use minimal, your rates won't increase.
Because there are some homes that in their backyard you just have a smell, like you smell the molds and you...
Well, that's right. It's our fault.
Or maybe even up that base rate from $39.75 to $41 to just a real minimal increase just for everybody. But and that would...
So then I'm worried that we're doing too many things.
Yeah.
Now we have a rate increase, and then they have.
I would rather not do the base rate, especially after our meter conversion. I don't want it to look like we're making them pay for the meters that we do.
Right.
I just think the structure is the best way to go at this juncture.
That's a trigger number. Got the 50. So, I mean, you could always. But when are you looking to have this on the agenda? Like the next meeting or April or
tonight?
It takes three readings. You could do tonight, two. And, I mean, both. You can say when the effective date is. So, I mean, we could start educating people, and you can say it'll be effective May 1st.
And just because you put numbers in the ordinance doesn't mean that we can't discuss it.
We can.
The motion
we have 6 weeks.
We can adjust them on second or third.
We can adjust on the first.
First, yeah. We adjust, any reading.
Set it for January 1st. I mean, so it's not, you know.
Where's the really on the discussion?
On the what?
I'm sorry, Shane. You're perfect.
That's okay. I just don't want this thing to back and smack people in their head and then the sprinkler systems.
So we're
more hose on the trampoline.
$879,000. $879,000 shortfall of depreciation.
With depreciation and the loan
payment. And the loan payment. But without the loan payments, that would change substantially. About 400.
Yeah.
Roughly.
That's 502,000 for those two loan payments.
Okay, so 376,000 short after those payments, but that's not for 2 or 3 more years. So. And like I think whoever said that, it might have been Councilman Camino, that we could always adjust that after we have more information. And those payments are gone, and like, you know, who knows?
Absolutely.
We don't have all the information yet with the new year anyway.
Did get a new loan. It will be 288,000. Well, so it's 600,000 that we got the loan for. Their
loans for 300.
Yeah, they're forgiving 288,000, so 312,000, but it's at 0.75%. So we haven't drawn on that, but that will be done this next year. Okay, so am I putting it on tonight? Next meeting was. Let's put it on tonight.
I know, that's a quick look at it.
That way you have time.
So I guess I'm hearing two different things. Can I do the next meeting so I can draft it because I don't have any staff?
Yes. That's my thing.
So I don't have time to think too much.
Yes, yeah. You give you time.
Okay, any more questions?
Nope.
Great, perfect. Major capital construction projects.
I'm probably noticing that the state flowers blossoming all over the county. One of those traffic cones back in season. Main Street projects kicked off. Just getting going. We'll see how that all works out. Off and running. Spring storm coming in. All the joys of working this time of year. So that's on that. Wells Project, we kind of talked about that already. I don't know if you have any questions on it, we can hit them, but I think we hit that. We're kind of scheduled middle of this month for Rocky Mountain Power to put the wiring in, the lights out on Silver Drive, and the poles up. Get that thing. And the business park is going to go out to bid. Do that reclamation. Get that done.
Thank you.
James. And we did draft a rough RFP or a preliminary RFP for the tank rehabilitation, and we sent that to Water Development to get their thoughts on it, and then we can get it back, and we'll have Dennis review it and proceed from there. Go up. For bids on that, or for proposal for that tank project. So. That's about all I have.
Okay. Fire chief.
Nothing.
Legal.
I just handed to Julie, there's a contract with the Rocky Mountain Power that we need to sign, if it's not been signed, to extend that line out on the south water tank. And they didn't like the easement I did when we put that line in, so they have a new easement for Brett and Ashley to sign, which I sent to them last week. So I hope to tie that up this next week before I leave.
Going south for the winter?
Right way south. Argentina.
Oh,
awesome.
That's even farther south than last year.
How long?
It's going to take me about, there's six of us going. We're going fishing in south Argentina for 10,
fun.
5 days, 6 days. Yeah. Ben went last April. He came back and said, you got to take your guys down. He went down with John Camino and Brian Darnell and Trevor Moon. And they said it was just fantastic. So
he scouted it out for you.
He scouted it out.
Did you get text message? Johnny gave me about it.
Yeah. Heading towards winter down there?
It's summer right now. It's the middle of summer. We're going to hit about the end of summer. Okay. The start of fall. So we're looking forward to it. These guys, I've been fishing with them for 35 years. We've been going out every year on a trip. They're from Washington, D.C., Denver, Boulder, and Sheridan, and Casper. Six of us.
Fabulous.
So I'll be gone next meeting. That's all I have.
Chief. New officer starting today, Ryan Wilhelm is his name. So you guys see somebody new out and about. He starts, today's his first day. He's actually coming from Fremont County, so he's already.
Are you going to bring him tonight?
I don't know if I'll get him here tonight. Maybe next meeting.
Find a house.
Yeah, he's renting. A parsonage behind one bed out there. So he's got nine kids. So he's already trained up, so we just got to get him.
Big house.
Yeah.
Sounds like you weren't very busy over in Fremont.
Yeah. Spare time on your hand, I guess. So, other than that, that's.
Terry.
I don't have anything. Part of the Main Street construction, I guess. I've been getting a lot of phone calls after the meeting on Thursday night of, now we want on the list for the water and sewer thing, and it's pretty much a no. I'm sorry. Hire a contractor to do it and try to coordinate that if you can before the project starts. But yeah, I feel like we've sent out letters, we put in the newspaper. It's been 2 years going, so at this point, we're not putting anybody else on our list as far as our part of the deal. So,
how did that work? The if you called ahead of time, the contractor would put in your service line now, and then you would just pay for it?
Yeah, right. We were during the project, and at a cost to them, but we had a set cost. Yeah.
And then we send them a bill when we finish. And so, I mean, we have quite a few on the list, but yeah, it's just now they're, here they come, let's get on the list. And ship has sailed, so. It's
cutting out of their work time, so.
Didn't want to add more to their contract. Creates a lot more complexity, add more to the YDOT contract from the city side and all the overhead, so that was...
Yeah, the time is the big thing. I mean, got a deadline and got when to say when.
Yeah.
So I have three things. The YDOT statement of intent is open right now. This is for the Transportation Alternatives Program. That funds things like transportation plans, ADA ramps, things like that. One of the things when I read through it, and I've bounced it off of Terry a couple times, but one of the things is any environmental mitigation activity, including pollution prevention and pollution abatement activities and mitigation to address stormwater management control and water pollution prevention or abatement related to highway construction or due to highway runoff. I'm wondering if the North Main storm drain, we've talked about that. We can put as many projects on the statement of intent, but then they're going to come out and interview us, and if they fund one, they'll only fund one in your community or for your agency. There are a lot of other things. The trails might want to be on, whatever, but I am wondering, should I put that North Main?
Yes.
It's like a 9.16% match that we have to pay if we get the funding, and I don't know that they fully fund it. But it's, so that would help. Second thing,
I gave you the list of the optional 1% applications. You can see the top portion. I didn't total it on yours, but to the committee, the city request is $406,636, and the county's is $425,690.60. The next section is what is the council will consider. The committee will make recommendations on the first part, then the council has theirs, and then the commissioners have their section. Total 1% request is $2,210,009.55. So, third thing tonight at the council meeting is the resolution of how much you are going to allocate to the 1% committee. I had put a placeholder in there last time of $250,000. The commissioners set theirs at $100,000. I did chat with Bill yesterday through email, and I asked if they were interested in raising theirs at all, since the legislature, there is some cut, but not the full cut. He said, no, they're going to stand firm because they're losing $500,000 in property taxes, so they're sticking with their $100,000 in allocation. So, do I have that resolution. Unless you want me to change it, it'll still be at $250,000.
If we did 100, there's no point in having a committee. Just no point.
Yeah, and you see what the requests are coming in at.
We've got 400 some requests. Even if we did 200, that's less than 50% of the requests. That would be my recommendation. The lowest we go would be maybe 200, and just to show them that we are cutting a little bit because of. We have to, but not drastically enough, so there's still some there to fund some of these projects.
We're also losing about $500,000 on $500,000 with the property cut tax, so I guess I'd like to see us drop to like $150,000.
That's a number I had in mind. You know, maybe if we did that, we could twist the Watney's arm or something. If you go up to 150, we have 300, and that's something worth.
I think he's out of town right now, but
high school.
He's in Washington, D.C. Of course, whenever.
You mean Cheyenne?
You probably gave up on Cheyenne.
Well, he's. I don't even know if he should do it. I'd like to have that. Some legislature get over with so we know exactly what, you know, if there could be some other, just think how much it gets turned around in 1 week.
Right.
Well, we got a new week here. I don't know what they're going to do down there.
Right. So was that $500,000 loss, was that part approved? I thought they went to committee and didn't come to an agreement.
That was on the 50%.
Mm-hmm. It's now it's 25% of that.
But it wasn't approved yet.
No, it's been approved, and it's okay. The conference committee was 25% with no back bill.
So it's finalized, however.
But the governor, I don't know if he signed that one yet or not. They got it to him by Friday so they can override the veto if he vetoes it. So we're still a waiting game for two more days.
So, Mayor, shall I leave it at 250, drop it to 150, and you guys can change it tonight?
Yeah.
Leave it at 250. We can argue it out from the day.
Okay. So I need to go count the cash flow because we're about to open.
Okay. I just have one quick thing. The Suburban, we talked about it going away. I think it's time it goes away. We have an offer $27,500 for it from another government entity. Are we ready to move on that?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So we better have to ask his help before he leaves.
Yeah.
This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.